We're holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, two lines from the end of the page at the two dots. So Beisil Omrim Af Machzirin. Beisil said that you could even be Machzir on top of a Kira that's Grufo Ketuma, and the Gemara explains the sheet of Beisil. Omrav Sheshes L'Divrei Ha'Omer Machzirin. According to Beisil, who allows you to be Machzir a Kedera back onto the Kira, Afilu B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do that even when you took it off and put it back on Shabbos itself, even though at that point it's not so clear that at the time you removed it you had intention to put it back on the stove. And we don't say that you're only allowed to put it back if you took it off on Lel Shabbos, where then it's obvious that you plan on putting it back on Shabbos because you're going to need it for the next day. So even if you do it during the daytime where it's not so obvious that you're going to put it back, it's still going to be mutter. Va'af Rav Hoshaya Savar Af Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. One time we were standing by Rabbi Chiya Rabba in order to be Meshamishim. And on the day of Shabbos, we took a pot of hot liquid from the top floor down to the bottom floor. From the bottom floor to the top floor. The umazagnu lo esakos, and we poured a kos for him, v'chazernu l'makomo, and then we put the hot water pitcher back on the stove, v'lo amrlanu, or whatever you call it, the kettle, right? V'lo amrlanu davar, and he didn't criticize us at all. So you see from there that even if you take the kedera off on Shabbos, you're on the day of Shabbos, not just nighttime, on Shabbos day, you're allowed to put it back. So the Gemara explains what was the case that Pesil allowed being machzir on Shabbos on a kira that's grufa and ketuma. Rabbi Tadai, lo shanu ela sha'odan biyado, avlinichan gabe karka aser. The din that you're allowed to be machzir a kedera back onto a kira that's grufa ketuma is only if it remains in your hand the entire time. But if you put it down on the ground, then you're not allowed to put it back on the stove because the initial shehia is gone at that point. And by putting it back, it's as if you're putting it there originally on the kira. Rabbi Tadai, who paskin this way, paskin this for himself, meaning he's a das yachid in this issue. Elahach yamar b'chiyamar b'yochanan. Afilu inichal gabe karka mutter. What Rabbi Chiyamar b'yochanan really says is that even if you put it on the ground, it's going to be totally mutter. So the Gemara is now going to bring other amoraim who discuss this very issue. Pligiba Rav Dimi v'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda v'Travayim Shmeid Rav Lazar Amri Chad Amar Odon b'yado mutter. But al gabe karka aser, chad amri nichan al gabe karka nami mutter. So it's a machlokas amoraim, all in the name of Rabbi Lazar, whether if you put it on the ground, it's going to make it aser, it's going to be mutter. Amr chizkim shmeid abai, hada amrit odin biyad mutter, that which we say that as long as you're still holding it in your hand, you're allowed to put it back on the stove. Lo amaran ela shadaita lahachzir. That's only if, at the time you took it from the kira, you intended on putting it back. But if you never had das to return it, then aser, then you're not allowed to put it back because that's as if you're putting it in the first place. Which makes it sound like if you already put it on the karka, even though at the time you took it off the kira, you planned on putting it back, it's still going to be aser to put it back because the initial shihia is now batel. Ikada amri, others say this slightly differently, that amr chizke mishmeda abaye, had Amrit al gabe karka aser, that which we say that if you put it on the ground, you're not going to be allowed to put it back. Lo amaran el shein daita lahachzir. That's only if you didn't intend to put it back when you first took it off. Avol daita lahachzir. But as long as you intended to put it back when you first took it off, then mutter. Then you're going to be allowed to put it back even after you put it on the ground. Mechal shabodim yado afal pi shein daita lahachzir mutter. As long as it's still to be yado, it doesn't matter whether it was daita lahachzir or not. It's going to be mutter. So bai Rabbi Yirmiya talotan b'makal mahu. Let's say you didn't put it on the ground, you hung it on a hook somewhere. So what's the din then? Hinichan al gabe mita mahu, or what if you put it on a bed? Do we assume that since you didn't put it on the ground, it's considered to be odu biyado, even though you're not actually still holding it, but at least you didn't put it on the ground, and therefore you're allowed to put it back on the kira? Or do we say, no, if it's not actually in your hand, that can't be called odu biyado, and mail, it's going to be aser. So by Ravashi, pinan mi mechem le mechem mahu. What if after you removed the the pot from the kira, you then pour it into another pot. So what's the din then? Do we say that you're allowed to put the second pot where the water now is onto the kira, since this water was on the kira beforehand, so it's not considered a brand new chazara or a brand new shehiyah? Or do we assume that no, that it's a new pot of water now, and therefore you're not allowed to do it? Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. And with that, we turn to the next Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah explained the dinim of Akira as far as Shehiyah and Chazara are concerned. Now our Mishnah is going to talk about a Tanur and a Kupach that have more heat than Akira. Tanur, an oven that is hotter than Akira. Sheisiku bekash of a gavava, that you lit up with kash, with straw, or with gavava, with other type of straw. Lo yitein bein mitocho bein me'al gabo. You cannot put a hot pot of food or of liquid inside of the tanur, nor on top of the tanur. Kupach, if you have a tanur that's made for a bishel, similar to a kira, but it doesn't have a place for two pots, it only has a place for one pot on the top, and because of that, it has less heat than a tanur, but more heat than a kira, she'isiku b'kashav gvava, hariza kakiraim. If you heat it up with kash and gvava, it's just like a kira, and therefore you're allowed to put the tafshil inside of it, begefes of etzim, and if you light it up with gefes and etzim, hareu ketanur, then it has the status of a tanur. So the kupach is sort of like this in-between thing, in between a kira and a tanur. Tanur shi siku, savor of Yosef Meimar, tocho tocho mamish. Now when our Mishnah said that a tanur that you light with kashu gvava, that you're not allowed to put anything neither mitocho nor me'al gabav, so Rav Yosef thought that that means, when it says that you're not allowed to put tocho, it means literally you're not allowed to put a kedera inside the oven. Al gabav mamish. When it says you're not allowed to put on top of it, it means literally on top of, on the edge of, over it. And because of that, we could be medayik that that's what's aser. Avalismoch, but to put it near the outside wall of the tanur, shapir dami, that's going to be totally permissible. So Esve Abaye challenges Rav Yosef. It says in the Mishnah Kupach, Shisiku Bekashu Begvava Areu Kukiraim, Begevesu Veitim Areu Ketanur. The status of a Kupach really depends on what you heated it with. If you heated it with Kash and Gvava, then it has a din of a Kira. You heated it with Gevesu Veitim, it has a din of a Tanur, and it's going to be Asur, meaning the same dinim as the Tanur that we spoke about in this very same Mishnah. So because the Mishnah has to equate a Kupach to a Tanur, we could be Medayik HaKakira, that if it would have the din of Akira that was Husak Begefes of the Eitzim Shari, then it would have been Mutter. Well, b'mayaskinan, what exactly is the case where Akira would have been Mutter? Ilema, if we're talking about Al Gabav, that you're putting it on top of the Kupach Mamish Ubimai, what exactly is the situation that we're talking about? Ile mekshe'enu garvukatum, if it's not garvukatum, so why does the Mishnah have to say that it's like a tanur? El akira ki'enu garvukatum al gav mishari? Akira in that same situation would be asur as well. You wouldn't need to tell me that it's like a tanur in order to say that it's asur. If it's not garvukatum, guess what? Akira would also be usher. Elulav must be that we're not talking about putting it on top of. We're talking about lismach. We're talking about putting it next to. V'katani areu ketanur v'asir. We're saying that it's like a tanur and it's therefore going to be usher. So what do you see from there? That to put something near a tanur is usher, even not tocho and not al gabav mamish, but just next to it along the outside wall is also going to be aser. Amar avad barava hacha bekupach garvukatum v'tanur gruvukatuma askinan hareu ketanur de afal gav de garvukatum al gabav aser di kakira ki gruvukatuma shapredami. So avad barava rejects this raya. The mission is not talking about a kupach and a tanur that are not garvukatum and you're just putting it next to it. No, the mission is talking about a kupach that is garvukatum, and a tanur that is garvukatum, and it's talking about putting it al gab of mamish, and the way the Mishnah means to read is as follows, that a kupach that you light up with gefes and etzim is like a tanur, in the sense that even if it's garvukatum, you're not allowed to put something al gab of, because grifu katima does not help for a tanur, and therefore it does not help for a kupach that has been lit with gefes and etzim either. And now I understand why the Mishnah has to equate a kupach with a tanur, because in a kira, in a similar situation where it's lit with the very hot materials, with kefes and etzim, but it is gor v'katum, that it would be totally mutter. So that's why we have to say that the kupach in this sense is like a tanur. So the Gemara brings a raya now that it's aser to be somech to a tanur. Tanya kavasei d'abaye, we have a brisa that says like abaye, that you're not allowed to be a somech, a pot near the outside wall of a tanur. Tanur shisu kubikash of a gvava, ein somech lo a tanur that you light up with kash and gvava, you're not allowed to put a pot near it, ve'ein sarich lomer. And it doesn't even need to be said that al gabav, that it's also to put something on the top of it, ve'ein sarich lomer, and it doesn't need to be said l'tocho, that you're not allowed to put something inside of it, ve'ein sarich lomer, pegevsu ve'etzim, and it doesn't even need to be said that all these things are aser if you light the tanner with gefas and etzim. Kupach shisi kubach ashu b'gvava, somchlo, kupach that's heated with kash and gvava, you're allowed to put something near it, ve'inos nal gabav, you just can't put something on top of it. Gefas ve'etzim, and if you heat it up with gefas ve'etzim, ein somchlo, you're not even allowed to put something near it, and for sure you're not allowed to put something on top of it or inside of it. So you see clearly in the Braisa that you're not allowed to even be somech next to the dofen of a tanur. So the Gemara explains the reason for the dinim of a kupach. So, Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ravashi, Hai kupach hechidami. With this case of the kupach in the Mishnah, what's it like? I kakira dami, if it's mamish like kakira, then I feel begefes of etzim nami. Then even if you heat it with gefes and etzim, it should have the status of a kira. Vi ikatanra dami, and if it's really more like a tanur, I feel bekash of gvav nami lo. Then even if you heat it with kash and gvav, it should not be a problem. So I'm like, nafish havle mid kira, uzutar havle mid tanur. What do you mean? It's an in between. It has more heat than a kira, less heat than a tanur. So it all depends on what you make the flame with. If you heat it up with kasha gvava, it will be like a kira. You heat it up with gefas and etzim, it will be like a tanur. Hechidami kupach. So the Gemara says, what exactly is this kupach, hechidami kira, as opposed to a kira? What's the difference between them? How would you identify what's a kupach and what's a kira? Amar Yosef Chanina, kupach, makom shvisas kedera achas. Kira, makom shvisas shtei kederos. A kupach only has place for one kedera to go on top of it. Whereas a kira has place for two kederos. Amar Abaye v'tema Rabbi Yirmiya, Afananami Tanina. We have a Mishnah in Kelim that says just like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, kira shenechlekal orcha. If you have a kira that was tame and gets split into two pieces along its length, that the full length of the kira is cut along the length tahora, then it's absolutely worthless, it's useless, and therefore it's tahora, it's no longer a kli. But l'rechba, if you cut it along its width, its width, tamei, it's going to be tamei, because it used to be wide enough for two kederos, now you cut it along its width, and each piece is wide enough for one kedera, so each piece is still actually a usable kli. But kupach, if a kupach breaks, bein la'orcho, bein la'rachbo tahar, no matter which way it breaks, lengthwise or widthwise, it's going to be tahar, because the kupach only had room for one pot to begin with. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we're going to discuss bishul, using something other than fire. When are you allowed to be mvashel on Shabbos, and when not, when you're using something other than fire? And what's going to be asadaraisa, what's going to be asamidrabanan? Einos and beitza bitzad hamecham b'shvil shetisgalgel. You're not allowed to put an egg right next to the hot water urn, the hot water kettle, when it's very hot, in order to roast the egg a little bit. That's called bishul betoldos ha'ar, and that has a din of bishul with the fire itself. V'loyaf ki ena besudrin. You shouldn't break the beitza on top of a beged that's been heated by the sun in order to then roast it from the heat of the beged, even though the beged itself is only a toldos hachama, and it's not a toldos ha'or, it was heated by the sun, it was not heated by fire, the cham aser cooking on toldos chama, because you might confuse that which was heated by the sun with that which was heated by fire. But Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to roast the egg on the heated cloth. Lo yatminena, but everyone agrees, lo yatminena b'chol u'ba'abak drachim b'shil shetitzla, that you're not allowed to insulate the egg inside sand or dirt that was heated by the sun in order to roast the egg. So the Mishnah now brings a Maisa. Maisa Shasu Anshei Tveria, Veviu Silon Shel Tzonin. One time, the people of Tveria brought on Erev Shabbos a pipe that they had put cold water in, Letoch Amma Shel Chamin, and they placed that inside a waterway of Chamei Tveria, of naturally hot water. So the cool water got mixed in with the hot water that was in that waterway. So Amru Lahem Chacham, the Chacham said that in B'Shabbos, if that Mayim was gathered on Shabbos, Kecham Shulchem B'Shabbos Vasurim Berchitzu V'Shia, it would have a din of water that you cooked on Shabbos, which would be usher to bathe in and usher to drink on that day, even though putting the tzinor into the Amma was done on Erev Shabbos and in B'Yom Tov, and that water, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, Kecham Shulchem B'Yom Tov would be considered like water that was heated on Yantiv, which is Melachas Ochel Nefesh, and it's Mutter, and therefore Va'asurim Berchitzu Mutar Mishsia. You're not allowed to bathe in it, because you're not allowed to bathe on Yantiv Medina de Gemara, but you are allowed to drink from it. So the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to put a beitza, bitzada mecham, in order to roast the beitza. So Gemara discusses how severe that iser is. Yubayulahu. Gilgal mai. Let's say you did it. You violated this iser, and you put the beitza next to the mecham, next to the hot kettle, and now the beitza slightly roasted. What's the din? Is it a chiv of bishul d'araisa, or is it only drabbanon? So I'm Rav Yosef, gilgal chayiv chatos. You chayiv chatos. It's a real d'araisa. Amr Mabri de Ravina Afananami Tanina. We learned like this in the Mishnah. We will learn like this in the Mishnah much later on in the Masechta. Kol Shabbat B'chamin, any salted item that is soaked in a hot Kli Rishon, Milifnei HaShabbos, from before Shabbos, Shorin Noso B'chamin, you're allowed to soak it in hot water, Bishabbos, on Shabbos, and it's not a violation of Bishul, because the Melach of Bishul is complete when it's soaking before Shabbos. So we have a rule in Bishul Achar Bishul, that once it's already previously cooked, it can't be cooked again. V'kol Shaloba B'chamin L'fnei HaShabbos, but that which was not put into a Kli Rishon from before Shabbos, Madich Noso B'chamin B'Shabbos, you're only allowed to rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, because Hadacha, the rinsing, is not going to be Mevashalit, but you are not allowed to put it into a Kli Rishon on Shabbos, chutz min hamaliach yashan v'kol yosei spanis, except for certain things that get very easily cooked, shadachasun zui gemar melachtan, or even rinsing it would be enough to cook it. So shema mina, you see from the fact that the Mishnah says zui gemar melachtan, that something that's a food that people eat, eat it with a little bit of bishul, something that gets cooked with even a tiny bit of bishul, that has the full status of bishul as far as that food is concerned in terms of being chayav for it. So therefore the same should be true when it comes to roasting an egg, bitzada mecham, that since people eat eggs that way, even though it doesn't seem like a major act of cooking, but people eat eggs that way, so that is the bishul of that item. So just like Kale HaBishul is considered to be a real bishul, even though you only do an Iroi Kli Rishon, that's considered to be a real bishul, and you're going to be chayiv if you roast an egg in this way, that's considered to be a real bishul for the egg, and you're going to be chayiv on a Doraisa level, not just Midrabanan. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up over there on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph next time.